And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, it's the second hour of the program, the Earshot 20. Traditionally a countdown show, this week a very special episode as we bring you some of the artists that are playing the Halifax Pop Explosion in Halifax, Nova Scotia. If you're listening to this show live, October 24th, 2014, we are in the middle of the Pop Explosion right now. Watch out, the Big Bang's about to happen. Huh? No?
Brian? I wasn't paying any attention to you, actually. I was just kind of staring off, and then I just heard you saying things that didn't make any sense, and
you're like, just let you roll with it.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
I was talking the explosion, and anyway, so we're doing a bit of.
I feel so unfocused. We're just having fun this week.
It's too relaxed. This program too relaxed.
I need a script. I need prepared segments.
We're doing a bit of a feature and paying some respect to the artists that are playing at the Halifax Pop Explosion. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this show, you've probably missed out this year on the festival. However, there is an opportunity for you to take in the festival next year. And so make sure you check out their website, halifaxpopexplosion.com. We're also online, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. Our email, all the great ways to reach out. And moving forward, next week and thereon, we will be back to our regular program of the countdown, the top 20. And we can also fit in our features again. So if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, reach out to us and we'll get you on the program. Of course, next week also, our funding drive at our home station, our home base in St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, celebrating, 12 years, 11 years?
14 years.
14 years. I am totally out of touch.
Yeah, it's a big anniversary next year.
It is, 15. You only turn 15 once, Brian.
You only turn any age once. That saying doesn't make sense.
No, you're right. But they say it, so I'm just repeating. Wait until you turn sweet 16. What are you going to do for Sweet 16?
Nothing, probably.
But 14 years for our home station, local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick. Always great to support campus and community radio. So you can tune in, and Brian will be live on the air October 31st on Halloween. He will be in the studio from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then if you are listening to the syndicated version of the program, you can always donate to us if you'd like, or you can donate to your local campus community radio station. No matter what you do, please donate. It goes a long way to helping bring programming like this and all of the programming that you hear on the station. So make sure that you are generous and give, because it is a great way to feel good and make sure that great stuff happens on the radio.
And you get a tax receipt, so that's nice too.
And you get
how's your taxes? It's coming towards the end of the year.
That's true. If you need that little extra, I just need to make $100 donation, and then so there you go. We're going to bring you lots of music in this hour of the program. Plus, we have an interview with Connor from Brave Radar. He's going to be joining us a little later on. Brian's going to let you know what we're going to hear from first.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Anthony mentioned, we're playing all artists this week that are playing Pop Explosion or have possibly already played. We've been slowly coming up with more preposterous ideas about how you should feel bad about yourself if you miss a festival and how you can get to it next year. And so I'm suggesting, initially you were saying you should go online and buy tickets, probably too early. The Anthony was suggesting you should start waiting in line for tickets. I'm going to suggest that if you want to go to Halifax Pop Explosion, you have 1 year to become an artist that plays Halifax Pop Explosion.
Wow.
So you should start.
Of all of the ideas that we've spit out, though, that is probably the most viable one.
It is feasible.
Because
there's lots of new and emerging Canadian acts there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find somebody who can sing, you learn guitar.
It could be you.
It could be you. You could learn guitar. You could learn an instrument. I think that's doable.
Anthony, can you do it? Why don't we start?
Okay.
Not me, just you.
No, you and I.
I don't want to.
I know you're musical. I know you're musical. We'll start.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we heard from Brave Radar, Rich O'Coin, Austra, Bad Bad Not Good. We also heard from Chad Van Galen, Cousins Old and Weird, and Tokyo Police Club in the first hour. We also chatted with Quiet Parade, Trevor Murphy of Quiet Parade. And we're going to keep on hearing all kinds of fine artists over the next hour. And we're also going to hear from Brave Radar again. But right now we're going to hear from Cold Specs, A Formal Invitation. We're going to hear from Free Love Fenner in the Sound. And we're going to hear from Hagface with a track called Come See the Freaks. They're all playing Halifax Pop Explosion. Go check out the line. lineup and schedule and go see their shows.
Stick around. There's more on the way of the Earshot 20's exclusive Halifax Pop Explosion special right here on this station.
Listening to the Earshot 20. your shot 20.
It's the year shot 20.
That was Hagface with Come See the Freaks from their most recent release, Ragface. You also heard from Free Love Fenner with In the Sound. And we started off this hour with Cold Specs and A Formal Invitation.
And of course, if you're tuning in and you're wondering why Brian's not telling you the position of the songs you're listening to, well, that's because we're not doing an official countdown this week. In fact, we're doing a Halifax Pop Explosion special, giving you some of the artists that are playing the Halifax Pop Explosion. And if you are listening to this in a rebroadcast spot and you missed the Pop Explosion, well, we've come up with three different ways that you can right your wrongs for next year. Go online and buy tickets, but you'll have to wait until the website refreshes, so you'll have to spend a lot of time on the internet. You can go now, set up your tent, and wait an entire year, which I think is suitable. Shame on you if you missed out this year. Or, as Brian suggested, and I think this is an interesting idea, you can become an artist that plays Halifax Pop. Become an artist and apply to play. And if you actually do that and you're successful, we'll interview you. I'll put that out there right now. I promise you, you will get an interview on this show because, I mean, we kind of were part of that process. I would want to know if somebody actually did it. Be cool.
Fair enough.
All right. We'll move on to some more music coming up in just a few minutes. Connor from Brave Radar will be joining us on the program, another band that's playing at the Halifax Pop Explosion.
All right, we're going to hear from Halifax's Heaven for Real with a track called Love Solo. And we're also going to hear from St. John, New Brunswick band, Little You, Little Me, with a track called Your Time from their most recent release. They're actually not playing the main lineup of Halifax Pop Explosion, but as the case with many big festivals, there's all kinds of cool no cases going on. So definitely go check out that friend of the program.
That's one of my favorite terms for an event or something going on, a no case. I'm going to start holding no cases all over St. John. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I cease to concentrate. part you've been needing.
This is the Earshot 20.
Was Little You, Little Me with a track called Your Time, and Heaven for Real, the track called Love Solo, both playing shows in and around Halifax during Halifax Pop Explosion.
It's the Earshot 20. We're continuing our Halifax Pop Explosion special this week for, instead of bringing you the countdown, bringing you all kinds of artists that'll be playing at the festival. It's a big festival. Check it out, halifaxpopexplosion.com. Right now, we have Connor on the line from Brave Radar. Connor, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about Message Center. You released it in 2014. What's the idea and the theme behind the album?
There's no real concrete theme going on with that. It was kind of like a collection of songs we've been working on for a while, and we really wanted to put something out again. I think it was maybe like 2 years or something, and so we had all these songs built up, and we just like picked some that seemed to work well with each other and, you know, finished them, which is what that was. I guess there's some theme, some things running through it. Maybe like, if there's anything, I think it's like just some like really boring work situations and routine and stuff like that.
And you guys are on a tour right now, and you're going to be playing the Halifax Pop Explosion. Do you have any other dates that are lined up outside of Halifax Pop that you'll be doing?
We're playing, I think, just one show. We're playing in Sackville on Thursday. What is that? Thursday the 23rd, I think? Yeah.
23rd.
Yeah.
Awesome. And in terms of what's next for you guys, I know that release was just put out in May, so it's fairly recent, but there's always stuff in the works. What's been going on with you guys since the release of Message Center?
We played a couple of shows outside of town in Ontario, and been just playing a few shows here and there around town. But since then, we've been trying to finish up our full length, and we're going pretty well with that. We have maybe 20 songs recorded. We're doing it's a different kind of thing for us. We've always recorded at home, kind of like with our own setup on the computer and stuff. And we're going into our friends Peter and Caitlin's studio, the guys who are in Freelove Center, and so it's just kind of like. That's helping shape the record a bit, the different method. We have to have the songs ready and that kind of thing, and can't really go over. It's all being recorded to analog tape, so it's just a bit more. It's freeing in some ways. You can't. You got to be happy with mistakes and stuff like that. It's really fun.
And you're a four-piece. What's the dynamic like when it comes to writing your music and the music that you produce? Is it a collaborative effort, or is there somebody, one person in the band that kind of writes, and then you all come together and put the melody to it and put everything to it?
It's mostly Tessa and I who handle the writing. And Andrew and Gabe sort of come on to help us out live, but they have done we've done a couple of tracks with the full band as well. It's kind of a mixed bag between me and Tessa. Like, sometimes she'll start a song and I'll, write the melody or the lyrics over the top and vice versa. And every now and again, we try and write songs, from the scratch together, but that's kind of hard. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the most part.
And talking about Halifax Pop, as we're doing a show dedicated specifically to the festival this week, you guys will be playing Halifax Pop. Are you excited? What are you most looking forward to with your involvement in that capacity?
I think it'll be really fun to do the our fixture showcase. We've done showcases here at Pop Montreal a couple of times now, and it'll be really cool to do that in another city. It's also Tessa's hometown, so it'll be fun to have some family there and stuff like that.
To get to the East Coast and take part in that, and of course we're really excited for all that that the festival has to offer, and it'd be great to get out and see you guys as well. So it's HalifaxPopExplosion.com is the website for that, and BraveRadar.bandcamp.com is where you can find more from this four-piece from Montreal. So check that out, and you're going to hear from them right now on the Earshot 20. We're going to play a song called Again from Brave Radar, and thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Here it is right now, Brave Radar, again on the Earshot 20, our Halifax Pop Explosion special. Stick around because there's a lot more on the way.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20.
Once in a while, I get things right. Once every few moons, I am right.
Earshot 20.
And
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Damp Animal Spirits with Tana Tagak. And also you heard from John McKeel, the track called Tropical Depression from his most recent self-titled EP. And we also heard a track from Brave Radar called Again. And all that was all preceded by chatting with Connor from the band Brave Radar.
Yeah, big thanks to Connor for joining us on the program. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmons, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We are not counting down the National Top 20 this week. We are doing a very special episode, giving some light or some airtime to those artists who are playing or who have played the Halifax Pop Explosion this year. And it happened in Halifax, happened in Halifax, depending on when you're listening to this program, October 21st to the 25th. If you missed out on it this year, don't worry. You still have an opportunity to go next year, and it's just giving you extra, a bit extra push to know what you're missing out on this year, but could be hearing next year. Few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Oh, that's a normal one for me. That's one that works for the program. Yeah, a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Yeah, you've really been struggling.
I know to find so loose, things to say. It is way fun. Too loose. It's not. It's unfortunate that I have to be so scripted.
And as I just mentioned, we just heard from Tana Tagak playing a really looked forward to show for a lot of people in a church. Going to be pretty intense.
In a church.
Yeah, going to be really loud and intense and pretty interesting. We're going to keep on rolling here. You're going to hear My House is Wild from Mozart's Sister, an album that is on the charts normally and that we would normally be hearing from. And as previously mentioned, all of these artists are playing this week, Canadian, and many of which we've heard from on the show before, but some that we have not. We're also going to hear from Quato with a track called Black Horizon, and we'll probably have room for one more, so keep it locked right here.
Good love, good love, oh, you got that.
You're listening to the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Black Horizon by Quato, and you also heard Mozart's Sister with a track called My House is Wild.
I'm Anthony M. and Brian Cleveland in studio, and that does it for the Earshot 20 this week. Not a countdown, but a Halifax Pop Explosion special. Thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week. The show is back. It's our Fun Drive episode. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.